after a serious bout of coronavirus in March 2020. Andy Hayes reports.
Posting on Instagram, Garraway says her husband, a former political advisor, had been in a critical condition since suffering a cardiac arrest in early December. She says that led to further complications because of the damage inflicted by COVID. The TV presenter says Draper was surrounded by his family in his final days and she held his hand as he passed away. The couple were married in 2005 and had two children together.
Hundreds of flood warnings are in place in England following heavy rain. A major incident has been declared in Nottinghamshire because of rising levels along the River Trent. Jane had to leave her home in Radcliffe-on-Trent yesterday, but she says she's staying positive.
We'd been fighting it with sandbags, but completely pointless, so there was no option really but to leave. I donned my waders this morning and thought I'm going to go in, and when I opened the door, there was everything as I know it. So that was good.
Train companies are also affected, with Great Western Railway and South Western Railway warning of disruption. Former Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released on parole after spending more than a decade behind bars for murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. He'll have to stick to strict conditions. Two 12-year-olds charged with murdering a man in Wolverhampton will go on trial in April. The boys, who've appeared via video link from their secure accommodation outside the West Midlands, are also accused of possessing a machete. House prices in December are at their highest in 8 months, according to new data. Figures from Halifax show they were 1.7% higher than in December 2022. And Doctor Who star David Tennant says he's delighted to be hosting this year's BAFTA Film Awards. The long lists for all 24 categories are about to be published. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much to Victoria.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, it is going to be 7 degrees, light rain this morning, but should stay dry for the rest of the afternoon up until the evening, right the way through till tomorrow, in fact. Tomorrow, again, a dry day, but very, very cloudy on Saturday. And Sunday, again, very cloudy. Cloudy and at 5 degrees. So 7 degrees today, 6 degrees on Saturday, 5 degrees on Sunday. And as we move through to next week, it's going to dip down to 4 degrees on Monday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Now we'll be catching up with the one and only Patrick Sherring after Christmas and find out what's coming up on his show. And then you've got Joe Bailey back in the drive time seat. I'll be careful what I say there. 6 p.m. the Blessed Disciples with Daniel Gregory, then the Resurrection Show with Paul Golder, and at 10 o'clock you've got the Golden Years with Andy Gilson. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day. You got me for the next hour, kicking off with some Gabriella Kimmy with Sweet About Me. What was that noise? Did you hear that? Kimmy. I can't get my words out. It's really bad. In my head, I'm kind of, you know, getting there. And I just keep... What was that? Gabrielle, kill me. Kill me. Not... I don't know. That was like a Klingon kind of special.
Ooh, watching me hanging by a string this time. To be learned, I'd rather get my jam and words in.
my baby. Been a fool before, wouldn't like to keep my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Oh, I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please, please, oh, please, please. Straight up now, tell me. 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 Do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Sometimes I wanna say to you, sometimes I wanna say to you.
You know.
few in a row there. Here's Fife Dangerfield with If She Needs Me.
Well, my days are rolling stones. Where my memories ring like telephones. Somewhere I can go, out of comfort, this one thing I know. Turquoise stream, leaves of amber, fields of emerald green. Will you sketch all those shades on me?
Forgot what a great song that is. That's Fife Dangerfield with She Needs Me. Before that, we have Middle Kids with Drama. No idea. I can't be bothered. I need to get some proper glasses because I've got readers on, and because I had cataracts, as you know, and had those done. Then I had astigmatism. Yeah, not stigmata, Michelle. Stigmatism. Didn't have that stigmatism in my eye, so I had to go back, and they did that as well. Amazing, the NHS, thank you so much. But now I need to get proper glasses because I'm finding it hard to see the screen. But if I put glasses on, like now, I can't see it, so I don't know. It's all a bit peculiar. Oh, what a lovely, oh, sing it. Oh, now I thought I'd do a little bit of a funny story for you. Would you like that? Too bad, really. I'm going to do it anyway. Now, a Pennsylvania couple were left shocked after their golden doodle. Oh, is there actually a dog called a golden doodle? There is. He ate £4,000 worth in cash. $4,000, rather. My dog ate my homework is not adequate. Cecil the pooch ate £3,148 in cash. The seven-year-old golden doodle started to chow down on the $150 notes when the couple, Clayton and Carrie, withdrew the cash to pay gardeners. Having left the money on the kitchen counter, Mr. Law shouted for his wife after it was nabbed by Cecil, who had really never done anything bad before, they said. He was shouting, "Cecil ate £4,000. Mr. Law was telling people, "Oh my gosh, I ran in thinking I'd heard him wrong, but then I saw the mess and there was no doubt about it. I thought I was going to collapse," Cecil said. The couple then documented the painstaking process of trying to salvage as much of the money as they could from bits Cecil had eaten, thrown up, or had reappeared after being passed through him naturally. Oh no! 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 I mean, chewed up, you go, whoa. Oh no, the other end. Oh dear, hope you're not having your lunch. Posting on Instagram in December, Mr. Law said they have managed to take together £2,700 of the cash so far. She said... The couple were told by the bank that as long as the serial numbers on the notes were visible, it would take back the chewed money. They were at the utility sink washing the dog mess out of the money, yelling, "Yay, we've got another one. It smelt so bad," said Mr. Law. Well, bless the little golden... What's it called? A golden what? Golden doodle. Cecil the dog. Can you imagine? Oh, my word. Oh, it's sellotaping the stuff back together. That's what makes me feel ill. Right, enjoy your lunch. Here is Modern Romance. I thought I'd go back to the 80s again. This is Best Years of Our Lives.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
That is a brand new one from Lenny Kravitz. That's TK421. We've got some updates coming up with travel and a lot of local flooding as well. So we'll go through and have a look at that too.
Phoenix FM Travel.
Now, as you know, quite a lot of the lanes have got flooding, so be very, very careful. If you're heading off of Brook Street Roundabout onto Wiggly Bush Lane and then onto Weald Road, you'll find that section there normally gets quite a bit of flooding. So just be aware that there are some cars broken down there and diversions in operation. If you head up to the next junction and turn right, you can go along that. You'll have to go along that way. Also, causing even more problems, A1023, you've got temporary traffic lights there, which is also blocking up the road 2, which is the A1023 London Road at Spittle Lane. So very busy there. Very busy on the Ongar Road at the moment, heading up towards Wilson's Corner in all directions. Just be aware of that too. And busy around Shenfield Station. On the A12, I think we just got a little update from our very own Patrick Shering. You've had a little bit of a problem there, have you, today?
Well, it was just a difficult joining it really today from the Chelmsford side. I had to go round a bit to the north area just to try and join it, and there's just a little bit of water on it as you go to the Gallywood turn off, but not very much.
There we go. And also on the A12, which is ongoing, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16, and you will also have some nighttime closures as well, but they've got pretty good diversions there. If you're heading up let's have a little look here. Slow traffic due to a crash on Mount Nessing Road, both ways near Old Church Road, just to make you aware. And if you're heading up towards the M11, it is clear in that direction. Heading down from the M25, going towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel at the moment. Still a bit busy on the A127 coming off onto the M25, and that's coming off from the Little Worley side. A little bit busy at the moment. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour with Patrick. And joining us in the studio is Patrick himself.
Indeed. Happy New Year, mate.
We can still say Happy New Year.
Of course we can still say it. If we haven't seen each other, we can say Happy New Year.
And how did everything go over Christmas? Did you have a great time?
Lovely. I had a really nice time. Big occasion with a family I go around and have lunch with on Christmas Day. And it was lovely. 16 of us. And it was just a really nice. Some of them I haven't seen since this time last year. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the name Link. I shouldn't be doing this, but I don't know if you know the game called Linkin.
No.
Well, Linkin is where you have to get four clues, and then if you get it correct, if you've got them correct, then you have to work out what the link is between them.
Oh, right, okay.
And then you have to shout out Linkin, and you have to say what the link is. And so, I enjoyed playing that. I'm not usually a games person, but I played that, we were victorious.
Was there a team then?
There was. Well, actually, okay, Michelle, there was myself and James against four women.
Excellent. What, four other teams?
No. We were a team, and there were four women from the family who were in the other team.
And you beat them?
We did.
Excellent. I can see he's very excited about that win. Yeah.
We were at the time, particularly because we were something like, I think you had to get six to win, and we won the first one relatively easy. But the second one, we were 5-1 down, and we still won it.
Excellent.
That was good fun. That was just good fun, you
rematch
know.
Will be next year. That we're studying as we speak. Now, I do have to say a big congratulations, because I should have mentioned this earlier, actually, to our sports reporter, Jack Patsmore.
Oh, yeah, I saw
who
that.
Who has won the BBC Young Reporter of the Year.
Absolutely.
For the East Essex.
Fantastic.
Which is amazing. So, congratulations.
15 years old.
15 years old,
Been doing it for 2 years, apparently, it says.
John Chubb let us know that this morning, so well done. We're all saying congratulations to him, because that is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Good for him.
Yeah, he's only slightly younger than us.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know.
Where are our awards? That's what we want to know.
Just a few years, Michelle.
Yes, me and Patrick are sitting here. We're all ready for our awards. You've already got one for winning, Link.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's actually, you see, this is why I have to make a big deal out of it, Michelle. You know, it's a bit sad, isn't it? You've got a 15-year-old there kind of like winning an award like that. Yes. And I'm getting excited because I just won a game on Christmas Day with some friends.
And I didn't win anything. Oh,
Michelle,
there we go.
That's a sadness.
But congratulations to our team member here. Absolutely. On Phoenix FM. Well done, because that is a really amazing achievement for somebody 15.
And I mean, you know, at 15, the world's his oyster, really. Yes. And it's like, if he's already won that, and he's obviously interested in all of that sort of thing, let's see where he's at in 10 years' time.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be around to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice and depressing, isn't it? We're just cheering each other up.
A strange way of putting that, Michelle, but there we are.
Oh, happy new year to everybody. Now, we will talk about what's coming up on your show, but let's play some music to liven and
absolutely
the mood. Here is Beat Bakery, and this is their track that was out last year. They're doing ever so well at the moment, being played all over the BBC as they picked them up after me. There we go. They know it. The boys listening to the show. Good morning, boys. But this is them with a track called Boxes.
Open my eyes and check my phone. I can't wait to see your message. Every reply just goes to show you're not trying to keep me guessing. I felt so jaded by the games people play.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Nothing on the path felt so goddamn real.
20 in a 60 zone. I'm doing my best to safely get you home. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? For another day, with the sheep and the goats on the swings, we have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people? Questions right before you sleep. We're doing our best to reach your every need. The times we're not okay, but this life is what we make. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room. My boy, like your father, you sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning, you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
Yeah.
Now, somebody who's not bad, who's very, very good, is Patrick Shearing. You were looking at me going, who's she talking about now?
Indeed, here we are, Michelle.
I'm talking about you. Now, you've got a cracking show coming up.
Well, yes, it's second week running. I haven't got any guests in, but, of course, as you know, I had guests almost every week last year, about 40-odd weeks that there were guests, and all of the guests get to choose three tracks. So it's quite easy to actually do a couple of shows of music chosen by guests. So that's really what I'm going to do today, and there'll be a little bit about why each person came in as well. And when I do the blog, it'll have some links to some of the websites and things that people came in when they came in to talk about various things to do with social action and homelessness and bits of faith, about faith and things of this sort. So yes, I'm looking forward to it. Should be good.
Excellent. And have you got a year? Have you got your year one? You know, where you do your three songs from?
Oh yes, we've got the usual. So we've got two things actually. We've got the birthdays quiz as forever. Three people who've had birthdays and asking how old people think they are. And yeah, we've got a year of the vintage chart where we've got three songs, and we just are going to play them from the chart from this particular week in a particular year. Michelle, okay. I'm going to be playing Queen, Somebody to Love, Status Quo, Wild Side of Life, and Stevie Wonder, I Wish. Which year do you reckon that might be?
I think it might be...
Oh, I think you might be there. I think you might have got that absolutely right, Michelle.
Can I really?
I believe so.
Yeah, you know what it was? It's the Stevie Wonder. I'm thinking about the... album.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Correct.
Oh, wow, there we go.
Yeah. But people have to wait and see later. They'll have to wait until after 1 o'clock when I shall announce which year it is.
Yes, there we go. That's all coming up with Patrick Shearing from 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Now let's have a little bit of Clean Bandit. This is featuring Zara Larsson and it's called Symphony. Always good if I turn the
It's better if you turn it up, Michelle.
Oh dear.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose, was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now your song. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a love song on the radio. Will you hold me tight and not let go? I'm sorry.
Some Nick Kershaw That's coming up next. Thanks for staying tuned. I'll be back with you on Monday with loads of chat, independent music, some brand new tracks as well, and also guests. So have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. Stay tuned. Patrick is coming up next.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.